gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBNRepublicBroadcasting.org. It's the never-ending story of free speech, because it never ends. This stuff just never ends. But we've got to keep going, so send all your money to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Phone it into 1-800-724-2719. The operator is standing by. We're not a cult, and when I say send all your money, I just mean all the money that you can spare. We have with us Paul Stevenson. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Patrick.
Well, thank you for joining me. I know you've got a couple clips to play. I have a couple clips I'd like to play, but we're using my phone to... and also I'm a boomer, but I'm only going to describe the clips. So there was one clip, and I saw it on X, and X Twitter. I don't know. I don't really know how to use it. I wouldn't know how to find it again. But it was funny. It was Trump talking about feminism, and he said, you know, there's this big elephant in the room. It's actually really enormous, and it's feminism, and you know, these women, they're very unattractive, and it's just going on in a very Trumpian way, and then saying, you know, in order to make America great again, we need men inspired by virtuous women, not this bunch of sluts that we. And then at the very end, for about
did
half.
Trump say that?
No, he didn't say that. But it was so well done. At the very end, there was, for half a second, there was a message that flashed. This is obviously a deep fake. It was really funny. And it was really believable. And then just now on my way home, I heard Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he's answering questions in the Senate. And he's talking about vaping juice. And he says, you know, the Chinese, they're putting these chemicals into it mixed with strawberry kiwi flavoring. And the last thing we need is a bunch of Chinese homosexuality injected into our children with strawberry kiwi flavoring. And then obvious deep fake. Yeah. But it sounded really good. And so I know you're going to play a clip. I was talking to somebody else today who was talking about saying that they heard that there were several Bidens, some were actors with rubber masks. And, you know, how can you discern reality from deep fakes? I think we could discern from people in rubber masks, but yeah, I'm ready to listen.
Well, I had a conversation with a dear Christian friend of mine in America, a guy called Steve Gregg. And I called him, and I think he was on his way out to church. He's a Bible teacher. And I was actually, I don't know whether he was stressed or what, or whether because I was underslept, he didn't think it was me or whatever. But this was the most chaotic conversation that I've had and with this guy. And they concluded that it wasn't me. They hung up the phone and said, this isn't Paul, this is an AI deep fake. They didn't believe it was me, which I'm still confused about, to this day, as to why didn't you think it was me? This is the AI for you. They were convinced that it wasn't me. I think Steve was a bit stressed. He was on his way out. I was pretty underslept. Maybe my voice sounded different, but they thought it was like an AI version of my voice, and that it wasn't me, and proceeded to block me on Facebook as well, which is rather upsetting. It's upset me since this was about 3 weeks ago. So this is AI for you. It's like people don't know. Yeah, and then we sort of like patched things up a little bit, and he said that he gets regular calls from people, who are AI. And deep fakes. He thought I was one of them. He thought it was someone, you know, imitating me. I don't know. It's just strange, man.
Well, people. are we going to be grounded in reality? Who's going to know what's real? This is a real thing. There was a time. I'm going to bring up a movie. And the movie was like a 1952 production of The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. And I actually knew a guy who worked on it. I knew a guy who was the art director of that. Why am I bringing it up? Well, there was a scene when the guy was on in the time machine, and he's going forward through time, and he went through, and he's looking out of the time machine, and he's seeing the world go by. He's seeing time go by, and you know there was they portrayed a nuclear war and volcanoes, and there was I think it was like a TR-3, a Triumph TR-3. Were they out in the early 50s? Maybe it was the late 50s. And the TR-3 was enveloped in what was supposed to be lava. I think it was actually just a model TR-3 that was enveloped in oatmeal. But the thing is, you could look at that and you could say, oh, that's pretty well done. But you knew it was just done in a Hollywood set. And, you know, you could look at the Godzilla monster movies, or King Kong, or whatever, the Odyssey. There was a movie. It was a Hollywood movie about the Odyssey. And who's the protagonist in the Odyssey? The guy, you know, the guy who travels around. He's trying to get back from the Trojan War. You know who I'm talking about?
No, I'm not really sure.
Not Agamemnon. Ulysses, Tales of Brave Ulysses, and
Ulysses.
Yeah, you know, I'm just talking about some old movies, and they had the Cyclops throwing rocks at his ship, and it could look kind of cool, but it was never convincing. But this stuff is convincing, and how are you going to know the difference? How are you going to, like, in the old days?
Well,
yeah, go for it.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. I mean, I was speaking to my friend, and he didn't think it was me. I was like, I sent him a message. I was like, Steve, it's Paul. What are you talking about? And the next thing, he just blocked me. I was like, what?
Was it an email or was it your voice?
I was talking to the man for 4 minutes.
Over the phone?
On the phone, on Skype, or on...
Yeah.
Messenger on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was all obviously just a misunderstanding, but it was quite shocking that I was like, Steve, you've been speaking to me for 4 minutes and you don't know it's me, you're not sure if it's me. Now, he has since said that they regularly get calls from people, you know, which are AI, and, you know, they prank calls and all sorts of weird calls, and anyway... it shows you, you know, the sort of damage it could do, because it sort of, you know, caused some tension to me. And but
there will be no, there will be
AI for you.
There will be no faith in authority. Nobody's going to be able to believe anything. We could have a complete meltdown. Plus, the AI can be used for nefarious purposes. It could probably be used to get around various security systems when you're trying to log into your bank account or whatever.
Who's to say? Well, I mean, this sort of stuff could be used in evidence for court and anything. People could, like, faking things that are said. Phone calls could be produced as evidence in court. And then you're having to, like, go through it as to whether that person was really real, or whether that was a conversation, or whether it was AI. I mean, you know, I'm not a fan of regulation, but I think AI needs to be regulated. There needs to be some sort of restrictions on it, because already you're seeing just how out of control it could be when you have, like, you know, okay, that's a minor thing in a way, what happened to me with my friend, but, you know, well, I say it's minor. You know, he's an important friend of mine, and you don't really need that kind of confusion, you know. But as I say, it could be more serious. It could be used as evidence in court. Oh, I've got Paul Stevenson's voice here, saying he wants to do, or he did do, all sorts of things. Here's some guy admitting that he murdered someone. You know, I'm just saying. I mean, if you take this to its, like, worst possible ends, You know, someone could record a phone call of a confession of someone murdering someone or something, the murder trial. And then you've got to, like, decide whether that's real or not. And the other person said, oh, I didn't say that.
So here's a, here's a question. Are we here in, you know, May of 2025, are we actually reaping any benefits from AI? Because, you know, you can make the case with other forms of technological advancement where there was a downside to it, where they're talking about, like, you know, coal power and the Industrial Revolution. You know, there was a downside, but there was an upside. The same with automation, the computer age. There's a downside, but there's an upside. Are we getting an upside from AI? And if so, what is it?
No, I don't think so. In fact, you know, even over here, when it comes to music, for example, so if you've got, you know, in typical sort of British sneaky state that they are, if you have a catalogue of songs or compositions, the British government, they kind of subtly threw it in there, whereas that you have to opt out to basically so that AI can't use your material. So it's like owning a house, and you have to like let the government know, this is my house, otherwise they can just come in and say, oh, well, we're taking that. Did you miss the part where we said you got to opt out? So they basically have done that with music, where if you've got a catalogue of music, unless you opt out, unless you actually, you know, go through the process and go to the hassle of letting the government know, this is my music and you can't use it, well, they can just use it and say, well, snooze, you lose, you know. That's what they've been doing over here. In fact, it was Paul McCartney who brought this to light. He's like, okay, you got to protect your stuff. You got to remember the government here is basically claiming ownership of your material unless you opt out and tell them otherwise. So, you know, I don't know where you've looked into the implications of this musically, but hey, basically take any artist, like the Beatles, and they will go through the writing idiosyncrasies of the Beatles, the chords they use, everything. And they can come up with a whole new catalogue of Beatles songs based on what they've already done. And the more songs you've recorded, the more accurate they will be, because they will go in and they will see the fingerprints of how you write, type of lyrics you use, type of chords you use, type of chord progressions, type of guitar solos, everything. I have heard Oasis songs on AI. There's a band called AISIS. And I think there's one of the bands, actually, they write their own songs and then they AI Liam Gallagher's voice. But there's another crowd out there who basically do what I just said. And they produce AI Oasis songs. And they sound just like Oasis songs. It's very hard to tell the difference. And some of them are great songs, but they're written by AI. You know, so I actually stopped listening to them because it was very hard to tell the difference, and I don't know, it kind of upset me a little bit, you know.
So last year I was with a friend, and she was talking about how AI can write songs. And there's some place, some website that she had access to. And I said, okay, well, write a song about a crime-fighting superhero dog. And so she just says, okay, write a song about a crime-fighting superhero dog. And within a matter of seconds, it starts playing this. It wasn't particularly good music, but it was just a song, kind of a little bit hard rock, a little more distorted guitar than I would have gone for, but it was a song about a dog who is a crime-fighting superhero. And I don't know. Is there a benefit to that? Is there a benefit? Do we derive benefit from it? Don't we have enough bad music already? Ron Unz, though, he's got a massive writing, and he was able to do some sort of AI interface, get some sort of AI interface that instead of when he asks a question, instead of answering it with information from the entire internet, answered it with information only from Ron Unz's own writings. And so he was able to ask it questions and have an AI, Ron Unz, answer his questions. Which to me, I mean...
Yeah, well...
I'm just going to finish this up. If you had a deceased loved one who had enough writing or other material left behind, maybe a lot of spoken stuff. I mean, I was thinking with the image, with the voice, and with enough content in the writing, couldn't you make some sort of AI deceased loved one that you could talk to, which might be comforting to some people, but it's still kind of creepy too.
It's almost like there's no limits to it. Yeah, it can do the same thing with novelists. You know, listen, if you're a songwriter, you're going to be influenced. You know, when Oasis came out, people called them like a ripoff, like a cover band of the Beatles, because a lot of their music was so influenced by the Beatles, but it was still coming out of the brain and the talent of Noel Gallagher. So what AI does, it'll do the same thing, because when you're influenced by songwriters, you know, especially in your early days before you evolve into something more individual, you will be influenced and you will sound like, if you listen to a lot of the big bands, you know, they always, the first album sounds a little bit like X, Y, and Z, and then the second album and the third album, they sound, if they're talented, they eventually evolve into something original, and then they will be influential. But what AI does, it basically, it just takes the chord progressions, it takes the lyrics, it takes the nuances and the idiosyncrasies of a songwriter, and it basically just puts them into this AI complex machine, and, you know, boom, there you go. Endless list of songs. They can do that with novels. You know, if you've ever studied English literature and the writing habits and the, you know, the different... because in composition, even classical music, there are techniques that one can learn in addition to your talent where... You know, you will, if you study composition, you will learn about counterpoint and things like that. You know, but AI can take that. Apparently, you know, apparently AI is an IQ of about 200. Because there's another thing. My son came around and he said, "Pick 16 movies that you like." So I picked 16 movies. He puts it into this. AI bot.
I don't think I could name 16 movies I like, but anyway.
You probably could. And anyway, it produces a whole personality profile based on your choice of movies. And I'll tell you, it was scarily accurate. It was like, I really related to it. It didn't say anything, which I thought, well, that's completely off. You know, it basically gave you in my thing, it says existential longing and identity, masculinity, power and honor, different categories, guilt and cultural disillusionment, deep sensitivity and emotional trauma, childhood nostalgia and escapism, religious and moral imagery, psychological pain, and then it gives you a psychological portrait. I'm not going to read it out, but you know, there was nothing in there that I looked at and I thought, that's just not true. That's just way off. It was like you went to a really intelligent person, like a really hyper intelligent person, both mentally and emotionally, for a counseling session, and they just like wrote a report on you at the end. It was staggering. And well, I sent it to people I know, a couple of people I'm close to, and they said that is exactly like. But I couldn't have written this about myself.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Susanna's Secret Real Essential Oils of Nature would like to thank you and RBN listeners for your previous purchases. We're announcing that we have a new waterless diffuser in stock with a full 1-year warranty. You just insert the bottle to the top, screw it in, tip it upside down, set your timer, or it's also motion activated at furion.com. That's furion.com. That's furion.com.
Wake up. Stop wasting your own time. Today, my friends, Americans are more pessimistic about the economy than they have been in a very long time. And it can be soul-crushing to work as hard as you possibly can, still not have enough money for all the bills. If you're feeling a tremendous amount of stress about your finances, you ain't alone. According to a recent survey, approximately half the entire population is struggling with mental health issues due to financial stress. 47% of adults say concerns about money have at least occasionally caused anxiety, stress, worrisome thoughts, loss of sleep, depression, or other effects. That according to Bankrate's latest money and mental health survey. Bankrate? Who in the hell is Bankrate? Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214. 65% of the people say their biggest concern is inflation and rising prices, and nearly 60% say their stress derives from paying for everyday expenses such as groceries, utilities. 56% say they're worried about having enough emergency savings. 47% are most concerned about being in debt. I like the people that are worried about having enough emergency savings. That's another one of the reasons that you should have been buying gold and silver years ago. Stop worrying about what it's worth from day to day. It's up, it's down, it's inside out. You stop worrying about those things. You can call Kettle Moraine at 602-799-8214 for a private consultation. That's 602-799-8214. Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. Call Kettle Moraine Limited today at 602-799-8214.
Hey, Hillbilly.
And I sent it. I sent it to people I know. A couple of people I'm close to. And they said that is exactly like. But I, you know, I couldn't have written this about myself. It's probably going to put psychotherapists out. It's probably going to put psychotherapists out of business.
I can think of three movies. So, Planet of the Apes, Groundhog's Day, and Wallace and Gromit's Grand Night, Grand Day Out, and that's about it.
I'll tell you what, right? If you give me a dozen films, I will send you. Right? Okay, think about it, and I will get Arthur to send it to you, and just to see what you think, because it is pretty. It's staggering, mate. It really is. If you can think of 12 movies, I mean, some of the movies I put in were Gladiator, Road to Perdition, Shawshank Redemption. I don't know. But, you know, it basically takes all these themes from these movies and it creates, like, a personality profile. Wow. It's like, it's kind of funny.
I'll try, but I honestly don't know if I could even find a dozen movies that I like. I'm not a movie person. But, okay, so I'm bringing that. I brought that up. That's a long segue, almost half of the show, because I think you had. Did you have a clip from Vladimir Putin, or at least a good AI facsimile of Vladimir Putin that you wanted to play for us? We'll never know whether it's really him or not.
No, not Putin. There was David Lammy who is.
Well, Would you call that AI or AB? Artificial buffoonery. Could you describe
artificial buffoonery?
Could you describe David Lammy as artificial intelligence? Or would that be an oxymoron? Contradiction of terms.
That is oxymoron territory. Intelligence with David Lammy, or that's those two words don't really jibe too well, really. But anyway, you do find some strange bedfellows when it comes to the, you know, what's happening with Israel and Gaza. So here is David Lammy, who, like I said, is an utter buffoon. And, you know, this guy is a complete anti-Russian, pro-Ukrainian guy. But, you know, I can't disagree with him here. So I'll just play this clip. What's happening.
He is the foreign secretary in the British government. And he's a colored gentleman, right?
Yeah, he's a black fella. I don't think he does a lot of favors to the black community because he's just so obviously stupid. Anyway, here he is. I have to agree with him on this issue, obviously.
Or at least the current front bench is refusing to confront the appalling reality of what is happening in Gaza and what the Netanyahu government is doing. I think the whole house should be able to utterly condemn the Israeli government's denial of food to hungry children. It is wrong. It's appalling. Will she condemn it? Our diplomats led that call. 27 countries joining us to condemn what is happening and stand on the side of truth and history. What a shame.
Okay, so, you know, you can't really disagree with that, can you, really? So,
and that was David Lammy, and he's speaking as the foreign secretary. Who was he calling on to condemn Israel?
Priti Patel, the shadow foreign secretary, the foreign secretary of the opposition of the Conservatives, okay. Like I was telling you about earlier, the Ugandan immigrant. Her parents were, you know, we've been over
from Uganda, but she was from the Indian community that got effectively expelled from Uganda by Idi Amin back in the 70s.
Yeah, and a complete Zionist. So I haven't listened to her response, but I imagine it's just going to be parroting Zionist talking points where everything under the sun is blamed on Hamas, basically. That's just, you know, some of these Zionist apologists, they are like AI. It's just like a robot. It doesn't matter what question you ask them on pertaining to whatever specifics of the day or how many. They killed about 130 people in a camp a couple of days ago. But the answer is the same. Hamas, 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 Hamas.
Yeah.
I don't know where you heard the clip that the judge played.
Yes.
Where some psycho in Israel, I mean, I think it's intolerable of these people.
Wasn't that the Israeli ambassador to the UN? He was some official, and he was being pressed by a woman presenter on, was it Sky News? And
yeah, there was that. We haven't played that, but I meant to play that once. But I know the one you're talking about. But there's a more recent clip that I think the judge pulled up of some guy in Israel, and let me see. No, that's not it. I'll find it. But you know, this is like, this guy doesn't even apologize. This guy's just like basically calling for the complete eradication of the Gazans, including their children.
Mm. Hello, I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Red. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Red.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine. Reduce your emissions and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Howdy, cousins. This is RBN host Blackbird 9, a.k.a. Frederick C. Blackburn, asking you to please support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voices to spread truth and relevant information, to gain a deeper understanding of the adversary, and to gain knowledge for survival against the gradual erosion of the Republic. But in order to sustain this incredible communications network, RBN needs your financial contributions. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 1-800-724-2719, or mail your donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is like, this guy doesn't even apologize. This guy's just like basically calling for the complete eradication of the Gazans, including their children. Mm. I mean, they are so bold, you know, they're so audacious, you know, where they think they can do. I mean, these people are out of control, you know, and they just think they can say and do whatever they want without any restrictions, you know. And in this day and age where social media and information can spread very quickly, they don't really seem to care, you know?
We'll see what happens with this. The I don't know if we do. I suppose we've talked about it already, the Kanye West latest song, N-word HH. And all his colored acquaintances have become National Socialists, apparently, according to the song. And it's a big deal song, but you know, one of the cultural spin-offs of it is all of these people are taking the song and doing it in different styles. So when it absolutely first came out, I was talking to somebody, and it had only been out for hours. It hadn't been out for a day yet. It had only been out for hours, and he was saying, "I bet somebody." He said, "Oh, I bet somebody's going to make a banjo version of this. And then he looks, and well, it already had. Already there was a banjo version of it. I've heard a ukulele version of it, a jazz piano version of it. And then I sent to you the Cab Calloway style. I wonder if that was AI. I don't know. Maybe it's, they're getting AI to participate in this. But it was set to Betty Boop cartoons from 1920
to 30s. And I imagine, well, that is kind of pushing the limits of free speech, surely, to Twitter, because I listen to that. That is like, you know, I'd be surprised if that doesn't get taken down or some sort of repercussions.
So, I mean, it's just become it's a phenomenon. And now I saw there's some, well, on the InfoStormer, they were describing her as a, what is that? Social media for like showing your naked body. It's not Instagram. not Instagram. What am I thinking of? Only fans. And some woman who is actually a Muslim woman with a modest headscarf. Oh, shucks. Hold on a second. Who are you? One more time. I didn't quite catch that.
RNC, and I have a political update for you on President Trump's agenda. Republicans are working hand in glove with President Trump to usher in what the president calls our new golden age of America. There is a lot of work to do, and wow, what a difference a president makes. We ask for your prayers as we work every day on this enormous responsibility. Here's where things stand now. Republicans and President Trump are laser focused on restoring freedom and prosperity to Americans, while Democrats and the corrupt legacy media are still following the same.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Are you AI?
Asking,
huh?
Due to the regulatory environment, you're using pre-recorded responses.
Okay, you're a robot.
Due to the regulatory...
Are you going to take my pharmaceutical medicine away from me? I'm a boomer, and I think robots are going to come and take my medication from me.
One more time. You're coming through my computer, so I'm not sure if it's my computer or your line. But one more time, please.
I think that you are an AI robot, and you've been sent here to take our souls and make us infertile. Hello?
I was just asking, when you receive your pledge packet in the mail, can the RNC rely on you to help make America great again with a small donation?
Okay. Well, hello?
Hello.
Hey, sorry. That was some sort of AI robot that... that called. Seriously, at first I thought it was a real woman. You know, this is so and so on a recorded, not on a retarded line, but on a recorded line. It could have been a retarded line, and it's saying she was calling from the RNC, the Republican National Committee, and so I let her do it, the spiel for a little bit, and then I started toying around and trying to be funny, but not really successfully. And the AI didn't get it, and so I just hung up. But I might include a little bit of that. It was tough. It was tough. Yeah. But sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right. So there's this other. I found this clip when we lost in action. Who is this guy? Former Israeli MK Moshe. F-E-I-G-L-I-N. Former Israeli MK Moshe Feiglin.
Anyway, MK is like MP, member of the Knesset.
He's speaking in Hebrew, so I'll have to just read what he said. He said, every child, every baby in Gaza is an enemy. The enemy is not Hamas, and it's not Hamas's military wing, like our chief military prosecutor tells us, that we're not allowed to harm a Hamas member unless they're part of the military wing, he says. Every child in Gaza is the enemy. We need to conquer Gaza and colonize it and not leave a single Gazan child there. There is no other victory. You know, these are the poor persecuted, long-suffering Jews who finally got their own little state. Listen to them, you know. They got a little bit of real estate, and they feel emboldened because, you know, they've got their little real estate, and they've got their backing of the United States, so they just feel that they can say and do whatever they want. You know, I mean, these are the most odious of people, if ever there was one. But, you know, they are being condemned globally, and that country is not in good shape. And whether it's temporary or whether Trump was just, you know, stationing or putting his foot down a little bit, you know, with Netanyahu, I don't know, but, you know, relations with the U.S. are not great at the minute under the Trump administration, because I don't think Trump really likes Netanyahu, you know. But, yeah, I think Israel's got it coming, and things are not in good shape there, but, they, you know, these people are insane. So that's the per long suffering Jews for you.
And
let's colonize them. All children in Gaza are an enemy. We got to wipe them out, basically.
And you know, before somebody, one of the judge's guests, comes in and say, "Oh, well, you know, he's an outlier. They're not all like that." He is kind of letting the cat out of the bag. And
they are all like that, because Douglas McGregor even said so. That was played from Douglas McGregor on Daniel Davis, and McGregor said. He said people think that, you know, guys like him are outliers. He said they're not. That's what Israel's like generally.
They're not. And, yeah, I mean, and I will say that, I mean, they're like this for a lot of reasons. One among many of the reasons is because people keep going along with Jews as victims, Jews as Holocaust survivors. People keep going along with this. And, you know, how many times have we heard the judge's guests compare what the Israelis are doing to Goebbels or the Nazis or Hitler or Germans or whatever? Or, you know, when they're referring to maybe German-Ukraine policy, saying, haven't they learned their lesson from their own history? You know, there's so much of this going along with their narrative and trying to turn their narrative against them, but it validates their narrative. And I did hear a little bit of young Nick Fuentes from maybe yesterday, and he was saying, you know, if you get called a you know, a neo-Nazi or no, an anti-Semite who does this and that, and you reply by saying, no, I'm not evil. I'm not an anti-Semite. You're kind of validating what they say, that like that opposition to them is somehow evil. If you say that you're not, and then if you agree and you say yeah I'm an evil not anti-Semite, what about it? You're also kind of validating it. And whereas if you just say I don't care what you say, I don't care. I don't know. He did a better job of it, but there is this problem of the Goyim adopting the icons and the narratives of their own enemies to try to use against them. You know, so
it's a narrative and a construct which is collapsing basically, and it's collapsing quickly. And the whole world can see that the Israelis, you know, are starving out the children. And these conventions about genocide and all that, they were all set up by Jews because it suited them at the time. Mm-hmm. And now it's coming back to bite them. It's coming back to bite them because they're the ones who are committing a genocide. And, you know, so it doesn't really suit them anymore. And those of us who know history could have predicted this, no problem, you know. But the narrative is collapsing. People around the world can see in real time that the Israelis are just slaughtering these people, committing a genocide, starving them. It's just impossible to keep a lid on it in 2025. And they're just going to keep going because they're a mad dog. They're out of control. Like Zelensky, Netanyahu, these guys, they're all out of control. They're mad dogs. They just don't know when to stop. So they have to be stopped in the end because they are just the epitome of aggression. That's all they know, you know. Subjugate everybody. To our will. Bend to our will or else, you know. So that's what you're dealing with. So. But there's a limit to that. You know, people will tolerate it to an extent, but they just don't know when to stop. That's the problem. And eventually they raise eyebrows of reasonable people. where you can't deny it anymore.
If your mindset, if you believe that the rest of the world, all the others, the people, the non-Jews, the Goyim, that if you believe that if left to their own devices, they are going to come after you and oppress you and victimize you and Holocaust you for no reason, for no rational reason, then it makes sense to want to dominate the world and be ruthless. And of course, the more ruthless they get in dominating the world, the more they provoke a backlash. And, you know, the problem is that when people reference the Holocaust and reference Nazis as the worst villains in history, they just feed into this tendency of the Jews to be paranoid and to view everyone else with suspicion. And if this is the way you view the others, then why wouldn't you want to starve the babies before they grow up to become adult anti-Semites who are going to come after you? There's a logic to it. And
well, yeah, there is, except they just made it all up about their persecution of World War II.
Well, yeah, and then it gets
they just made it all up, you know.
So. They made up enough of it, and I say, what do I say? Exaggerated, embellished, and decontextualized. That's what I say. That's yeah. that's my line. It just increases their paranoia to have their own enemies keep referencing the Holocaust as if the whole narrative was 100% true and can't be questioned, and is the like the touchstone of history. It is the most formative event in human history, the most significant event in human history, because that's what it's become over the past couple of generations. This is the most significant event in human history.
Yeah, it's the Holocaust. Like, it's the only one. I've got to be careful, unfortunately, what I say on that topic in this country. But I really don't want to go to prison for these people. But, you know, they project their own psychotic fantasies onto others, like they did onto the Germans, you know. So, really, you know, what they accused the Germans of, they are now perpetrating not only against the Palestinians, but just about anybody they can possibly do it on, you know. As long as they got the Americans to do the dying, of course. But, you know, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, you know, the Palestinians are a nuisance to them, I guess. They think they're, like, completely subhuman. But these people just, they have no qualms about, you know, you look at Zelensky and, you know, just throwing people into the meat grinder constantly, keep it going. I mean, so.
Well, did we have any
other... What else can we say? What else can we say, Patrick?
What else can we say? We've had a variety of people say that, you know, Israel doesn't have a future. A lot of the logic behind it makes sense. But at the same time, you still have, in your country, in my country, you still have, like, the elite, the political class, almost in lockstep with Israel. Now that was interesting that the David Lammy was making those comments. Now he's the foreign secretary. Has Keir Starmer echoed any of this? What happens to Keir Starmer when his foreign secretary is talking about Israel as a genocidal state?
Or more importantly, what does Nigel Farage think? Because he's on the up and up. And what about Meloni in Italy? You know, Meloni, the little phony. What about Orban in Hungary? Anytime you get any kind of victory in the culture war, they all stand shoulder to shoulder with Israel, you know? No. That needs to be broken, that pattern, you know? Farage will come on. He'll defend Israel. Oh, you know, Hamas.
Well, you know, people will say, well, what Israel has the right to defend itself. What do you expect it to do? Honestly, with the Palestinians, with what they've gone through these past 77 years, what does anybody expect them to do? Just to hurry up and die? What
yeah,
option
I remember,
have they ever been given?
Out so far and wide, Cape Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What does anybody expect them to do? Just to hurry up and die? What
yeah,
option
remember,
have they ever been given?
I remember this upper middle class judge, which is not uncommon. They do saturate the judicial system over here. Jewish immigrants from earlier in the century who eventually, you know, end up not only in politics and media but in the judicial system. And she's a judge. when she was on Talk TV talking to Julia Hartley Brewer, a complete, hopelessly brainwashed boomer. And this judge, she basically just dismissed the Nakba. Oh, the Nakba. This idea about the Nakba. There was no Nakba. I mean, you know, just like that. You know, and could you imagine? Well, you don't have to imagine what happens if you say, well, it's so nonchalantly, this idea about the Holocaust. I mean, come on, there wasn't a Holocaust. But she just dismissed the Nakba. Just like, oh, this whole Nakba thing is nonsense. There was no Nakba. You know?
Well, I don't know.
It's incredible. It is fascinating how such a small group of people can exercise that level of power. It really is, you know.
I mean, look at the... I was talking to somebody else today. Look at the impact that they have had on world history.
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, it's just not just in this century, but, you know, right throughout history. It's just like, it's just, I don't know. I mean, what can you do? I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. I don't think there is a solution, quite frankly. I think it's just an ongoing battle that you have to fight with these people.
Well, if you have a group of people, especially a group that's got a fair amount of talent, and they have a religion and a mindset that sees themselves as just being separate and different from everyone else and under constant threat, and really in need of, you know, either riding the tiger or being eaten by the tiger, then I think you have to expect what we've been getting. Without serious challenge to their mindset, nothing's going to change.
No.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, so how long have we got?
We're just about there. So, do you have any final thoughts before we stick a fork in it?
No, that's fine. I think we covered most. I did think it was interesting, you know, Lamy, because at least for a member of parliament who's in government to be able to say that, it means that they don't completely control UK politics. You know, because, you know, Lamy wasn't holding back there, you know.
That was a big deal. He's the foreign secretary. It's the equivalent of the secretary of state.
He is the foreign secretary, yeah.
That's exactly a big deal. And now what's Keir Starmer going to say about it? If his foreign secretary made such comments in parliament?
Well, he'd probably be sacked tomorrow. that wouldn't surprise me if he's sacked.
That would be interesting. And then what?
We'll see.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Patrick.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
This is Mike Gatti, the rebel madman at Republic Broadcasting Network. If you are searching for your inner rebel, it can be found at the Dixie Republic. It's the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to thedixierepublic.com to view all of their Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through their extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in their Johnny Reb gun and leather shop. Now remember, DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.